This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra began an insightful message titled The Determinants, sharing things that determine the outcome of your life. In the previous episodes, he explained that speed is a determinant because opportunities don't last forever. Today, he shares the second reason why speed is important. Let's join in.
So the first reason is the window of opportunity. The second reason is the grace of God. You know, I've been preaching for a while. I've been working with God for a while. And I'll tell you something about the Christian life. When you are working with God, and let's say you are supposed to walk to Kumasi, God wants you to go to Kumasi, and you are walking. When you start your journey, maybe from here, you start walking, and you are walking towards Nsawam. Now, because you are going to Kumasi, as you are walking towards Nsawam, it will be a hard journey. It will be difficult. Because you are walking, you will not experience any help. No taxi, no Uber, no plane. You have to walk. You keep on walking. Which means you are toiling along, doing all that God wants you to do, obeying Him, serving Him, doing what you have to do, doing your part. But as you walk and you reach Nsawam, sometimes a wind will begin to blow. This wind is the wind of the Holy Spirit. And this wind, when it blows, suddenly you will stop walking. You will start flying. It will lift you up. Then without effort, without strain, with great speed, you will find yourself transported by the wind and you will be standing at Linda door, the rest stop. You will find yourself standing there. What has happened is that the grace of God has come and lifted you up to take you part of the journey and sets you down again. And when it sets you down again, now you have to keep on walking again. And as you walk, you reach Nkoko. Before you realize, this wind will blow again. It's called the grace of God. And without any effort, without any energy, without any stress, before you realize, you will stand at Ejosu. So this wind called the grace of God, it blows intermittently. And it lifts you from one point, boom, like that. I've even seen it in church growth. It happens. If you are a pastor, pastoring a church, there are times that the church grows just by your toil. You visit people, you go, you talk to people, you bring them one-on-one, whatever, witnessing, you bring them, the church just grows one person, it goes to three, grows to five, grows to seven, grows to eight, grows to nine, grows to ten. But one day, the grace of God will come and the wind will begin to blow. Now, when you come to church, instead of seeing nine people, 200 people will be sitting there. God has brought 100 and something more people just to come and join because the wind has blown. In the life of this church, when I came to pastor here, one day I came to the church and I saw an angel standing here years ago. And the whole place was filled with popcorn. Something white. It looked like popcorn. Then I asked the angel, "What is this?" And he said to me, "This is manna from heaven." And he said, "I brought it." Then I said, "What does it mean?" Then he said to me, "When you preach in the realm of the spirit, it will be like manna from heaven. A lot of people will come and join the church." When I saw that vision, that year, this church grew more than, it grew by about 1,500 people within a single year. At least more than 1,000 people within a single year. What had happened? The grace of God. So, the grace of God, it works. But when you sense it, don't waste time. The day you sense it, and do you know how you sense it? Suddenly, something that used to be difficult becomes very easy. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves. It will not be from you. It will not be your effort. It is the gift of God. It just comes as a gift. Easy. Nobody works for a gift. A gift comes freely. Not of works. Not depending on what you do, lest any man should boast. So when you are just doing something, let's say it's a business, and suddenly the business starts doing well, everything begins to boom, remember that maybe a wind is blowing. And when the wind is blowing and you are assisted by the wind and you are running, please run very hard. Because when it stops, that's it. The grace of God. For example, over the past 2 years or so, I think we spent about 13 or 14 missionaries out. It's a lot of missionaries. As I see all these missionaries moving out, I know that God has given us grace for missionary work for a certain period. And whilst the wind is blowing, we have to run very fast. Those who have to go, have to go. The buildings we have to build, we have to build them. What we have to do, we have to do. Because one day, the grace will stop. So, when you sense the grace of God, move quickly. You sense that God is helping you. My brother, in your prayer life, move quickly. Even prayer, there are seasons where you can pray. You feel like praying. You love to pray. There are seasons where you can read the word of God. You love the word of God. When you enter those seasons, pray all the prayer, read all the reading. Because when it lifts, you can do it again. Like you used to do it. The grace of God has lifted. That's why you need to be very fast. In John chapter 5, Jesus went to a place called the Pool of Bethesda. In verse 4, the Bible says, an angel went down into the pool at a certain season and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after that water was troubled, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease that he had. A certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. Why was the man not being healed too slow? This angel was not coming every day. It was coming at a certain season with the grace of God. And when that angel came and the grace of God entered that pool, you had to be very fast. Whosoever then first, after the water was troubled, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. You had to be fast. This man was so slow. For 38 years, he was never healed. Why? A lack of speed. Because every time he's so slow, before he can get there, somebody else has jumped in. Sometimes there are people that the grace to even build their own house, it comes. Suddenly money is flowing. Suddenly you are interested in building. Suddenly you want to build. Suddenly somebody gives you land. Suddenly things are working. But instead of building, you'll be surprised. If you don't take that opportunity, you may never be able to do it again. Sometimes the grace of God can come upon you to do something, even for the Lord. But when you are slow, you'll miss it again. If you are not saved, I want you to know that the grace to be saved, you cannot have it every day. There are particular periods where God will be calling you. If you don't respond, you may never be able to respond again. That's why you have to be fast. The day you feel an edge in your heart, you are very serious, you want to give your life to Jesus, move. Because if you don't move, you may not have that feeling again till the next 40 years. Grace of God. John 6:44, Jesus said, no man can come to me except the Father who has sent me draws him. No. Proverbs 1:24, God said, because I have called and you have refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. I said, God, I'm calling them to be saved. They refused. 28, God said, they shall seek me, but they won't find me. I've seen people dying and they are not able to give their life to Christ. Amazing. Dying. You would think that when somebody is dying, you give his life to Christ. It's not true. I have personally seen people dying on their beds. They have not been able to give their life to Christ. Then I know that Jesus is not calling them. Some of them too, I rushed there to lead them to Christ. When I got there, immediately they slipped into a coma. As that God was saying, this guy, no, he has had enough chances. I was not able to. One man was dying. I visited him. His wife said I should pray with him in his bedroom. When I started praying, the Holy Ghost said to me, there are three gods under this man's bed, so I won't listen to your prayer. So I stopped the prayer. Then I asked him, I said, Mister, the Holy Ghost has revealed to me that there are three gods under your bed. And he says, until you destroy those gods, he will not answer my prayer. And the man said, it is true. He said, look under the bed. So I looked under the bed. I saw three pots, big, bigger, biggest. Then the man said, I should take the biggest and throw it away. It was a god. So I prayed, I took it, I destroyed it outside. I came for the second one. It was there for the small one. And the man said, don't touch it. I said, why? He said, this God has been protecting me all my life. Then I said to him, if you don't let this God go, you will die in your sins and you will go to hell. He said, then let me go to hell. Yes. And he died. But I knew that the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. At that time, that grace had been withdrawn. Don't take your Christianity for granted. Even to be saved, Hebrews 4:7 says, again, he limits a certain day, saying in David. When he says saying in David, that he's quoting the book of Psalms. And this quote is from Psalm 95. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. He said the limit is today, because you don't know whether tomorrow God will call you.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that the grace of God has an expiry period, and whether it be marriage, business, serving God, or becoming saved, we must move with speed.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
I want to say thank you so much for your prayer. On the 19th of December, I asked you to pray for me and my wife for the fruit of the womb. After your prayer, my wife became pregnant, and I want to thank God for that. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Have you ever experienced periods in your life when you felt tired and disillusioned about the very things that used to excite you? It could be a marriage, a job, or your relationship with God. The daily grind of life can sap energy from your soul, mind, and emotions, leaving you depleted. Anything that expends energy needs to be recharged. Recharge your life with this exciting book by Kakrabaden, Energy Drink. It will keep you fired up to face each day with faith, hope, and love. You can order this book through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Energy Drink in the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. That's +233 55 700 9010. You can place a regular call or send a text message to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. This book is also available as an ebook on Amazon, Kindle, or Kobo.com. We also deliver worldwide.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 700 9010. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.